Tuesday mornings, we go online every Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock with Mick over at Montague Webworks. He's got our Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty well.
Where are we going online this morning?
Well, I was going to talk about, you know, May Day or planting because we're in that season. But as you know, amazing news just came out Sunday night, Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that let's do another kind of news topical thing, and that's Osama bin Laden.
I go to bed so early. That night, everyone found out before I did. When I woke up at 3 in the morning. It was old news by 3
that's
in the
right.
morning.
That's right. You look at your Facebook feed, and there's already like 100 posts. You're like, wow.
That was exactly it.
Yeah. I got texted by a friend of mine that hits me every now and then with really important news, and I got it. And then I went to Facebook, and there was already like 5 or 6 posts about it. Anyway, so there are literally hundreds and hundreds. I mean, you know, we've been looking for him for a long, long time. So mm-hmm. there's no one.
He's the hide-and-seek champion.
He's hide I saw that. That's pretty funny. I just did a search in Google for Osama bin Laden dead. And the first one that comes up is Wikipedia, and they're always great. And they update like immediately. So their site already had stuff about what happened on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just to bring people back up to speed, if they've sort of fallen behind, 10 years behind on the news, his full name is actually, or was, Osama bin Mohammed bin Awad bin Laden.
Wow.
And I think
I'd have to have that written down.
Yeah.
So what's your name again?
You're right. I think,
hold on.
I think bin is sort of the Irish O. It's like of.
Okay.
So these are, I guess that's his family line or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure. And of course, he's the founder of the jihadist organization Al-Qaeda, responsible for September 11th and a number of other attacks. He was on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives and Most Wanted Terrorists list going way, way, way back. A couple of interesting facts that I found. In keeping with his Wahhabi beliefs, he opposed music on religious grounds. So he didn't like music.
Man.
Go figure.
How can you be popular when you don't like music?
That's right. He's supposed to be charismatic.
Right.
No music.
None at all.
And his attitude towards technology was mixed. He was interested in earth-moving machinery and genetic engineering of plants on one hand, but rejected chilled water on the other. So he didn't like refrigerators. What's up with that? You know, he lives in a desert.
Well, maybe we can piece together how they found out where he was in Pakistan.
That's right.
They went to the quiet house with no refrigeration.
That's right. maybe that was it. They used those infrared sensors, and there's like that one house that was dark, right? No refrigerator in that house.
Exactly.
But yeah, and for years they thought that he was living along the border, and then they got, you know,
right, in caves and whatnot.
Right. So actually he was living in a very fairly populated city. So, as many of you know, back in August, President Obama was given a news lead or a information lead from CIA that they may have information. They've been dealing with this thread for a while. And then,
right.
And then on Sunday, he said, let's just do it. And they flew in 2 helicopters, 20 to 25 guys dropped down. And
right. It was a relatively small operation.
Very small. Tactical. They call it a surgical. A U.S. official stated that they were going to have trouble finding a country willing to accept the remains
right,
of him.
Right.
I think they just didn't want to create a martyr site.
Yeah. I think the same thing, too. When Saddam Hussein was killed, his burial site is a bit of a gathering place now.
Sure.
And that is something they were trying to avoid.
Right. But he wasn't quite the same kind of figure.
No. But I just use him as almost an example.
Right. You know, so they didn't want to create a new like Mecca or a wall or anything. So they did a burial at sea, which I'm not quite sure if this is Islamic tradition. A lot of them live in the desert. So how would they get to the ocean to have a burial at sea?
It's important that it happens soon.
Right. Within 24 hours.
Yep.
So supposedly they took DNA and there's going to be photos and there's a lot of information out there on the web, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of sites. And when you do a search for Osama bin Laden dead, you'll find a lot of news sites and ABC News and CBS and there are videos. There's a video, I think, on the ABC. If you're on the first page, you do a search. There's a video of them walking through the room where all the action happened. True. Some people believe that he's been dead since December of 2001 and that it's been someone else posing as him all these years.
Wow. Kind of like that whole Paul McCartney thing.
Exactly. Anyway, so there it is.
Mick is from Montague Webworks, stopping by every Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock and letting us know a new spot to go online. Of course, Montague Webworks is a part of our Save 30% store, and that's at the Bear Country website at bear953.com. You can get gift certificates, 30% off, turn them in for the services at Montague Webworks.
That's right. It's hosting your website if you need that, or building a new website, which is what we specialize in. Very quick turnaround, very simple to use, very effective. for your business, especially if you're a small business and you need a leg up.
And also, a month and a half away, the first annual Mutton and Mead Medieval Festival.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
We have tickets available at a 30% discount right now. These are pre-sale tickets. If you're planning on going that Father's Day weekend, it's on Saturday, June 18th. 30% off the ticket price,
that's right.
Which originally is $15. We bring it down to $10.50.
That's right. There will be jousting. There will be mutton. There will be mead. It's not a dry festival, so, you know, go and have fun.
We hope to see you on Saturday, June 18th. More information, of course, at the Bear website, bear953.com. Just click on Save 30% Store. We see you soon.
Yes, we will, every week.